Our thoughts this evening are entitled, What is Man? And during this vesper, we want to focus in on this question and then transition and look at our Christian walk. Now, during this vesper, you're going to hear some absolutely stunning music. But what we want you to do is especially focus in on the words. They speak to our hearts and souls. And so we examine our question. In Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 through 6, we read, What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. So this question is posed to God. Why are you mindful of man? He is an infinitesimal speck in the universe. And yet, God has a keen interest. We find this further referenced in Psalm 144, verses 3 and 4. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou takest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. And so we see this expands the scope of these thoughts. Not only what is man, but why are you interested in him? Because his days are very fleeting. We see in Job chapter 7, verses 17 and 18, What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him, and that thou should visit him every morning and try him every moment? So why are you so interested in communicating with man on a daily basis? What is it that interests God? Continuing in Job 15, verses 14 through 16, What is man that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous. Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? So God, why are you interested in man, when man is so ungodly and unrighteous? Continuing in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 through 9, we have a companion verse to that found in Psalm 8. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visiteth him? Thou madest him little lower than the angels, and crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. And then continuing, For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him. Now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Man is so significant that God gave his only begotten Son, that he should taste death for every man, and so that all would have an opportunity in the resurrection for newness of life. Looking at our January 2nd manna, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. It would seem as though the adversary at times attempted to discourage us by making us think that the trials and difficulties of the narrow way of sacrifice will be unavailing anyhow, and that we might as well give up. And what course should we pursue at such a time? We should follow the example of our Lord and seek the Father's faith, anxious to know whether or not our interests are all right with him. anxious for some assurances that while the world may hate us and say all manner of evil things against us falsely, we have his approval. Anxious for some special assurance that it will be well with us, that the Lord will grant us a part in the better resurrection to eternal life. And so, dear brethren, as we walk in the narrow way, we must constantly go and seek the Lord's assurance.
I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we
La luce che tu dai,
I pray we'll find your light,
nel cuore resterà,
and hold it in our heart,
a ricordarci che,
when stars go out each night,
la terra stella se, nella mia preghiera,
let this be.
Quanta felice
when shadows fill our day.
Lead us to a place,
guide us with your grace,
to a place where we'll be saved. Sogniamo un mondo senza più violenza, un mondo di giustizia e di speranza, ognuno di la mano alle sue vicino, simbolo di pace, di fraternità.
We ask the light become
el desiderio che,
and watch us from above.
Ognuno tra vi amore,
we hope it so will find
intorno e dentro sé
another soul
stay. Let this be our prayer,
let this be.
Just like every child,
just like every child, need to find a place, guide us with your grace,
to a place where we'll be safe. Ella fede che hai acceso noi. Ci salverà.
Our manna text for February the 21st. Thou art my rock and fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. after the Lord has taken us certain lessons and experiences, some which come to us under quiet and restful conditions, the order of procedure may be changed, and the indication of the Lord's providences may lead to some breaking up of conditions which had been both favorable and unfavorable in some respects, leading into new circumstances and conditions. It is not for the true spiritual Israelite to murmur or complain or even to express a choice, but to look to the Lord for guidance. If he can discern the leadings of divine providence, even though it be a wilderness condition, more arid and undesirable than that in which he had previously been, he is to follow the Lord's leadings unquestionably with songs of faith and confidence. The Lord is with us every step of our Christian walk. He's there to guide us, to direct us, and overrule in all the affairs of life. And even in the most difficult experience of life, he is there to raise us up to be victorious.
When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be,
then I am still and wait here in the silence
until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. On mountains, you raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me
up to more than I can be.
Our manna text for March 24th. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Why then should we fear what man may do to us, or be distressed with regards to God's work, as though Satan or any other evil power could prevail against it? Nevertheless, it is for us to show our devotion not only by our zeal, but also by our prudence. Therefore, we are to proceed in the Lord's work as though the entire responsibility rested upon us. But in our hearts, we are to recognize that the entire weight and responsibility rest with the Lord. Long ago, someone said, I am immortal until my work is finished. And we may rely upon it that this is practically true of all engaged in the Lord's service. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And as we continue our walk, we realize that our Heavenly Father is guiding and directing all of our steps. And he is great and faithful to us. Manna text for August the 23rd. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. As love is the most excellent thing, so it is the most enduring. For will not faith practically come to an end when we shall see and know thoroughly? And will not hope practically be at an end when we shall reach the fruition of all our hopes and be possessors of the fullness of our Heavenly Father's promises? Love, however, will never fail, even as it has no beginning. God is love, and since He is without beginning, so love was without beginning, because it is His character, His disposition, and as He endureth forever, so love will endure forever. We cannot underestimate the importance of building a character of love and making that love manifest to all around us. It is such an essential part of our Christian walk.
Come and lay your head upon my shoulder. Look outside, the stars are shining bright. Even though it's turned a little colder, we can light a fire, stay inside. Hear the angels sing, hear the angels sing, hallelujah from on high, singing peace on earth, there'll be peace on earth, if we open up our heart, and give a little love, the greatest gift is love. Gather friends and family around the table. Remember those we love no longer here. Together take a moment and be grateful for the joy, for the tears. Hear the angels sing, hear the
Manna text for March the 29th, By grace are ye saved through faith, and it is not of yourself, it is the gift of God. As members of the fallen race, we were incapable of doing any work which our Holy Father could accept. Our present standing, therefore, as new creatures is not the result of anything the old creature did or could have done. It is not ourselves. It is the gift of God. This lesson must be thoroughly appreciated, else we will be continually in danger of falling. So far from considering the new creature as an evolution of the old creature, the apostle would have us understand distinctly that it is a new and separate creation. We were created in Christ Jesus, God's workmanship, prepared for good works, but not by our good works. It is by the grace of God we walk. It is by the grace of God that we do good works. It is not of ourselves, but of the Heavenly Father.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Manna text for June the 18th. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are favorable pleasures forevermore. In the Lord's presence, no matter where we are, is fullness of joy. Let us cultivate the Lord's acquaintance more, drawing near to him in prayer, in the study of his precious word, in meditation upon all his goodness, his providential care, the marked manifestations of his grace in our individual experiences, and his precious promises, which are all yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Let us draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. He will manifest himself to you and take up his abode with you. It is indeed the will of God that all his children should be happy in him, that they should always be rejoicing, and if anyone is lacking blessing, he is living below his privileges. We truly have a loving God, and he is a faithful God. He is always with us.
I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art! How great Thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior.
Manna text for June the 10th. In brief, our prayers to be acceptable to God must express confident faith, loving esteem and reverence, full sympathy with the divine plan and submission to the divine will, childlike dependence upon God, acknowledgement of sins and shortcomings, and desire for forgiveness, with humble craving for divine guidance and protection. These may not always be expressed in words, but such as at least be the attitude of the soul. Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed. Prayer is our lifeline to God. It is a tremendous privilege to be able to come boldly to the throne of grace at any time. And so, we must constantly be in a prayerful attitude toward God. It is true. Amen.